Good evening, and welcome to Fusebox Theater for another classic episode from the past, previously presented and posted previously before today's presentation of a past show. And now your host, Mark Rose.
Right. Okay, so the gun lobbyist says to the Democrat, no, I'm not happy to see you. That's a Republican in my pocket.
That's a Republican in my pocket.
Republican! Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. hello there. I'm Mark Rose, host of Fusebox, the show for everybody. But not everybody will like it. Tonight, we revisit a very special show from the Fusebox archives, Fusebox 21, Snow Joke. The year was 2015. Okay. Very funny, guys. Ha ha ha. You got me. As I was saying, the year was 2015. Pope mania sweeps the nation when Pope Francis makes the inaugural visit to the United States. The Supreme Court legalizes same-sex marriage. Donald Trump sets the stage for 4 long years of an absolute tire fire abortion clown show of a cluster fluff presidency by announcing his candidacy for the 2016 presidential election. And in Portland, Oregon, Fusebox makes its debut.
Fusebox! Yay!
That's right, Eco and Milo. The Fusebox show throws its torn and tattered, stinky, sweat-stained hat into the podcast ring. And tonight, we revisit our 21st episode, still one of our most popular shows to date. So, pull up a chair, won't you? And join me in a nice, relaxing mug of whiskey. As we sit back and enjoy Fusebox number 21, Snow Joke. Ah, yeah. That's what Daddy needed. Hit it, Milo. Thank you. The lovely and talented Milt Caines at the controls, everybody. And I'm your host, Mark Rose. Thanks for joining us once again for this, the 21st edition of Fusebox, entitled Snow Joke. And gotta say, 21 is a good number. It's the actual issue number of the now infamous Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine that, as a young and impressionable youth, I was first exposed to, and of course, traumatized me forever, leading me into this life of audio crime and sonic depravity, which I so lovingly call my
career.
Yes, I do. Yeah, but you, and some would say maybe other things, not fitting for this program. However, an auspicious number, and you know, I was thinking about this. It kind of feels like the season finale. You know what I mean?
No, you know, that is funny you mentioned that. I was feeling the same way. I mean, it's not, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe it. Are we actually on the same wavelength?
Well, I don't know about the same one, but maybe a similar bandwidth.
Okay, good. Just wanted to clarify that. What else is going on here? Hey. Guess what came in the mail today?
I don't know what. More insect porn?
No, close. My new edition of Exotic Pet Monthly. One that I know you've become a fan of as well, huh? Oh, come on. You know you love it. I see you pawing the pages out there in the lobby all the time, so I know. Hey, see what I did there? Pawing the pages, huh?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
You know, this is how the... What in the...
Open the door, Mr. Rose. This is official business. We need to have a word, sir.
Did somebody get in here?
Open the door, sir.
Oh, man. I knew it. I told you they were watching us. Not good. Not good.
Okay. Just relax. Well, yeah, I'm sure this is, you know, just a misunderstanding. We've got nothing to hide, right?
Well... You might not have anything to hide, but...
For the last time, open the door, sir.
All right. Not a problem.
Not good, man. Not good.
Step back, sir, and please have a seat. You there, in the booth. Please step out and take a seat.
You heard the agent, sir. Come out of there now.
Oh. Cheese and rice, man. Put the gun down. Don't get your jack boots in a bunch.
Okay, so would someone mind telling us what this is all about? And by the way, who the hell are you anyway?
Hey, we're the ones asking the questions around here, Stretch.
Stretch?
Settle down, Agent Orange, and holster your weapon.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Uncle Ronnie.
Agent!
Sorry, sir. Very sorry, sir. Won't happen again, sir.
Okay. We're all a little on edge here, so let's just relax and stay calm. I'm Agent Black, and this is Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, huh? Well, that explains a lot.
Shh!
Let's just shoot him in the face and be done with it.
That's enough, Agent Orange.
Okay, sorry. Just talking about once. I'm talking about shooting him in the face a lot. You know, one time wouldn't be so bad. Just one lousy bullet in the face, just...
Said enough, Agent.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm just saying, just one...
That's enough, Agent Orange.
Nope. Not good. Not good at all.
All right. Now then, we're here on official government business and...
What organization are you with, exactly?
And which government, man?
That's classified information, Mr. Keynes. But suffice it to say, we know all about you two. There was that little incident in Albuquerque with a Filipino prostitute, remember, Mr. Keynes?
Whoa. How do you know about that?
I was that Filipino prostitute, Mr. Keynes. Oh, we've had our eyes on you for a long, long time.
I thought I smelled aqua velva. It all makes sense now. Oh, you're good, Black. And a damn fine little kisser, I must say.
So, my friend's sexual escapades aside, why are you here, Agent Black? What's this about? Because we're trying to do a show here, you know?
If we don't get the answers we want, you'll be doing your show as someone's girlfriend in the big house. That's right, my friend. Club Fed, the Hooskow, the old stony lonesome.
So not good.
Oh, the stony lonesome? Really?
Wipe that smirk off your face, funny boy. This is no joke. But we'll see who's laughing when you take the one-way express straight to the Grey Bar Hotel, where the only reservation you'll have is wondering what'll happen to you in the prison shower. So don't drop the soap, my lanky, funny friend, or next thing you know, you'll be saying I do to a lifer who killed his last cell bride just because he got tired of looking at the back of his head, if you know what I mean. Comprende, amigo? Oh, we've heard your show, Rose. Yeah, you're a funny boy, all right. You and all your fancy showbiz actor friends. With your fancy clothes, your fancy cars, your fancy hair, huh?
Fancy hair?
I thought you drove a Kia.
Zip it, pretty boys! You two will have plenty of time to trade recipes and girly talk behind bars.
Seriously, let's just shoot him in the face.
Damn it, Warren, I'm not gonna tell you again. He's an only child, my kid sister. God love her, but she and the father are first cousins, so, you know, there's that.
You know, I just vomited a little in my mouth.
You're not helping, Milt.
Anyway, where was I?
You were going to let me shoot him in the face?
Maybe you'd like to wait out in the car, Agent?
Okay.
As I was saying, you two have been up to something, and that hasn't gone unnoticed. So I suggest you start talking and making sense fast. Suspicious-looking parts have been ordered from and delivered to this address using the credit card of one Mr. Paisley Rudolph Denklin. But I didn't suppose you'd know anything about that, would you, Milt Keynes?
Paisley Rudolph Denklin?
Save it, Keynes. It's like I said, we know who you are, and now we're going to find out what you know, when you knew it, how you know you knew it, and where you knew what you know when you knew what you knew. Comprende?
You know, I think I would like to be shot in the face, actually.
Oh, you're not getting off that easy, Keynes, or Danklin, or whatever your name is. So, let's get down to brass tacks. We know you've been ordering a lot of very suspicious mechanical parts and electronic components over the last several weeks, and we want to know why, Mr. Unfortunately, our crackerjack weapons experts have been unable to figure out what all these suspicious parts are for. But one thing we all know is that you're up to something, Kane, so spill it. Tell us what you're building and who you're building it for, and maybe, just maybe, we can find a way to go easy on you. Maybe get your life in prison instead of a joyride on a gurney straight into a pine box built for one. Wouldn't you rather have ice cream on Tuesdays in the slammer for the rest of your life instead of having a potassium chloride cocktail pumped into your veins, Keynes? Huh? Spill it. Get it off your chest, son. Think about your poor mother and how hard it's going to be on her seeing you strapped down like an animal waiting for the juice.
Hey, man, I don't know anything. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus, I didn't order any suspicious parts. In fact, I lost my damn wallet weeks ago, which means my credit cards have been missing too. So maybe you need to talk to whoever stole my wallet.
Tell you what, we'll come back to that in a minute. How about you, Rose? You following the straight and narrow here?
Well, yeah, of course. I have no idea what any of this is about.
So, no illegal activities on your part? Is that what I'm to understand?
Don't say anything, man. They got nothing on us.
This is ridiculous. Milt didn't order parts. I didn't order parts either, so...
Tell us about your animals, Rose. Japanese pocket squirrels, right? Very exotic and highly illegal.
What? Well, yeah. But they're not illegal. Exotic, maybe.
Yeah, definitely high.
But they're legal.
Can I at least shoot the Japanese pocket squirrels in the face? My face-shooting finger is getting twitchy. Real twitchy.
You know, I'm starting to think there's something really wrong with you.
Seriously, dude. You need a hug or a joint or maybe a nice blow.
All right, that's enough. All of you. I'm about to start cracking skulls here. So, Mr. Rose, you admit to owning two Japanese pocket squirrels, huh? Well, I got news for you, pal. Uncle Sam isn't just going to stand by stroking his beard and pulling his pecker while you and Keynes and your foreign car-driving drug-sniffer hippie friends drag this great country of ours down the toilet. Because here in the US of A, we'll drag ourselves down the toilet, thank you very much. So you better have proper documentation on those commie rodents of yours, mister, or I'm going to personally start kicking your butt right in the ass and... Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what in God's good name are those?
Are they bugs? Oh, cats! No, some sort of furry snake! Oh, they're trying to go up my pant legs!
Yeah, they'll do that.
Sweet Jesus in the morning, they're hideous.
Get them off! Get them off! Get them off! Oh, humanity!
Oh, for the love of... Would you just relax, everyone, please? They're harmless. Completely harmless.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I go that far, man.
All right, hang on here. See? Look. Huh? Harmless. They're just really curious. Just really curious little critters.
Yeah, you're just looking for a couple of nuts.
Still not helping, Milt.
Sorry.
Somebody better start explaining or I'm gonna start shooting people in the face.
It's about time.
Can everyone just calm down, please? Look, for the last time, we didn't order any suspicious parts, and as a matter of fact, Agent Black, I do have papers for my Japanese pocket squirrels, okay? We're not drug-sniffing hippies trying to overthrow the government.
Speak for yourself, man.
Again, not helping.
Hey, where are they going?
I told you, they're curious. They have to get into anything and everything all the time.
It's what they do, man, all the time. Kind of freaks me out, actually.
They went under that blanket in the corner over there. Hey, what is that? That thing under the blanket?
Huh. I've never noticed that before. Let me see.
Hold it right there, hippie!
Do you even know what a hippie is, by the way?
Agent Orange, go check it out. I'll cover Rose and Canes here.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Agent Orange?
I can't tell. It looks like some sort of bomb or weapon of some kind, Agent Black.
Bingo! You two birds are gonna fry for this.
We can explain. Sort of.
We?
It's not a bomb. It's not a weapon. Well, I don't know what it is, really.
Hey, that's my wallet over there. I knew it. I knew those two fuzzy little bastards took it. They're always fucking around with my stuff, man.
That sure looks like a bomb to me. Agent Orange, call this in. We need the bomb squad here pronto.
Right.
It's not a bomb.
Tell it to a judge, funny boy.
What's the matter, Eco? What is it, Milo?
I think Timmy fell down the well at the old Johnson's place, man.
I think they want me to follow them.
Hey, get my wallet while you're at it, will you?
Hold it right there, Rose. You're not going anywhere near that thing. Sit down.
You know, I think Milt is right, Agent Black. You could really use a blow.
Agent Orange, go check it out. See what Itchy and Scratchy there are so excited about.
Yes, sir. It looks like there's a panel here.
Careful, Agent Orange. That thing could be booby-trapped. Don't touch anything. Wait for the bomb squad to get here.
Right.
Oh, man.
Whoa. What are they doing?
Freeze, rodents. Stop them, Agent Orange.
Hey, 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 don't hurt them.
Don't hurt my wallet.
Seriously? Your wallet?
It's a good wallet.
Quiet. There's some kind of button under the panel.
Okay, nobody move. Don't spook him into hitting that button. Step away, Agent. Slowly. That's it. Easy. Easy.
Tell Mom I love her, Uncle Ronnie.
Easy. Keep coming. What's that button do, Rose? Start talking.
I don't know what that button does, because I don't know what that thing is. They've been building on it for weeks now. I just figured it was something harmless to keep them busy.
See? I told you they're up to no good, man. You can't trust varmints.
Uh-oh.
Duck! Everyone get down! It's gonna blow! It's gonna blow!
Oh, man.
Sweet.
Mel, get down!
No way. I want to watch this. See you on the other side, man.
This is it? What the hell is that?
Is everybody okay?
What the hell is that?
Huh?
Look! Something's coming out of it!
What the hell is that?
Snow cone!
Snow cone?
Yay!
they built a snow cone machine. Well, it's been pretty hot lately.
Snow cone?
How could they build that? They don't even have thumbs, man.
A snow cone machine?
Ooh, can I have pineapple?
And I think that's going to do it for this edition of Fusebox, unless they insist on carting us off for possession of overly sweet substances. I would like to thank our contributors in Chaos, Kevin Cook, Jeff Pollard, and Chris Porter for their supremely incendiary input on this edition of the show, along with our new friends, Agent Black and Agent Orange. Thank you, agents, for stopping by and not arresting us.
Or shooting us in the face.
Yes, yes, that too. And I've been your sometimes terrified but now relaxed host, Mark Rose, who, along with my continually mysterious yet supremely gifted board op, Milt Keynes, if that's your real name, which apparently it isn't, thank you so much for pushing play on this edition of the show, and as you find your way out, please be sure to stop by the Fusebox store located at fuseaudiodesign.com and then just click the store link for, oh, I don't know, a little memento or two of your visit with us here. We'd appreciate it. More importantly, the Japanese pocket squirrels will certainly thank you as they now clearly have a whole new business opportunity unfolding and will need some seed money to make it a reality. See what I did there again? Huh? Seed money? Squirrels? Did you see that?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
So, until our next cartoon.
Japanese pocket squirrels make a mean snow cone, Uncle Ronnie.
Wipe your mouth, Warren.
Phew.
Hey, Jake, did you get that order ready yet?
Which?
That 20-pound order of fallopian racing hamsters for that gentleman in Portland?
Yeah. Yeah, they're right here. Just need to arrange shipping.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's a nice chap. So, want to get them right out to him. Yeah. Mr. Paisley Danklin. Yeah, he's a long-time customer.
Right away.
Oh, yeah, well, well, I hope all you enjoyed our little journey down memory lane tonight as we went back in time here on Fusebox Theater to revisit one of our most bestest, favoritest past episodes, Fusebox number 21, Snow Joke. So, from me and mine to you and yours, but not them and theirs, I am, have been, and shall continue to be your slightly toasty host, Mark Rose, saying, until our next cart...
Who are you talking to, bro?
Oh, hey, Milt. didn't know you were there. No one. No, I'm not talking to anyone. I was just,
What's with the get-up? A smoking jacket? Oh, wow, seriously?
Well, we're adding a new segment for the show called Fusebox Theater, ending in R-E, by the way. Classy, right? Huh? Hmm? Right? Anyway, I thought I'd you know, dress for the part, to sort of get into the role a bit more. I find that wardrobe enhances the performance of the actor without overplaying it. By endowing the object, in this case, the smoking jacket, I'm taking fuller ownership of the scene as well as the role. To play the character, I must first become the character.
Actors, man. You look like you just came from a party at the Playboy Mansion there, Hef.
Scoff if you must, Mr. Keynes, but I happen to think the smoking jacket lent a certain authenticity, a dignity, a panache to my performance, if I do say so. In fact, you know, I feel more gentlemanly, more refined overall. Really.
Your fly's undone, bro.
Fusebox Theater has been brought to you by the Laredo Tobacco Company, Bulger's Coffee, Spiffy Whiz Biscuits, Suicide Sally's Bar and Grill, Peterson's Meat Spray, Vinny's Bail Bonds, and Wildebeest IPA.
From the untamed jungles of Portland, Oregon, comes yet another undrinkable IPA. Part lager, part ale, part stout, but all beast. Wildebeest IPA. Made of the finest barleys from Botswana, the choicest malts from Madagascar, and premium hops from Hillsboro, Wildebeest IPA will kick your thirst right in the balls. Wildebeest IPA. Taste the beast.
Beastie.
Wildebeest IPA is not fit for human consumption. Please drink posthumously.